Good evening. My name is Hertha. I am from Vienna, but it is Swift Current, a little city on the prairies, I wish to talk about, and not Vienna. I would like to let you know what I see in Swift Current. You might think that nothing ever changes here, but there is so much change to me that I hardly believe it. Now I'm a Canadian, and I'm so lucky. I have a job demonstrating cosmetics and how women can become more beautiful by using them. So I travel to the cities and towns all through Canada. With the help of the gentlemen who play the music, I like to tell you about the fascinating things I find in these Canadian places, so different from Vienna. The train takes me over the Saskatchewan prairie. It looks like a big white blanket of loneliness. Only little elevators, way far away, and sometimes a lonely freight train, with its smoke standing up so still in the crisp air. And then I'm suddenly in Swift Current. The trees, the shrubs, the buildings, the little city itself just pop up. What a surprise! There is a river, which the people here call a creek, though to me it seems quite large. I wonder if it is surprised too, as it flows in gently from the lonely white plain. Later on, while walking, I find the river under the graceful bridge on Chaplin Street. The river is not surprised. It is asleep under the ice. I think, here there is so much fascinating change. How can you sleep, you lazy fellow? Saturday in Swift Current is a day to remember. At a store on Main Street where I demonstrate my cosmetics, the people are really friendly and kind. They even invite me to go to their dance. Then, around noon, I become aware of a new, different atmosphere on Main Street. The excitement in the air leads me up and down the street, which goes away in a straight line and disappears in the sky. There are so many people, so many cars. Some of them come from hundreds of miles around. The farmers and the ranchers. It is the big shopping day. It is like a ceremony. Everyone is cheerful and friendly and gay. A real Saturday excitement. I hoped to catch up with my correspondents in the hotel, but I cannot. I want to be with all these friendly people, walking, shopping, going to the movies, going to the dance. So I write a little letter to myself. Dear Hertha, from now on remember, Saturday night is a ceremony. The ceremony of Main Street. Sunday is so peaceful. I think Sunday belongs to the prairie. I feel the big white peacefulness of the prairie drifting into Swift Current with the snowflakes. I walk in the white paths. They belong to the prairie. Then I see a beautiful house, a symbol of the prairie's fruitfulness. It is a big home behind a long stone fence. The trees around spread white branches, beautiful with white leaves of snow. The home is so solid, so quiet, so strong like the people. I think the house too belongs to the prairie. This prairie which made way for a dusty little street 50 years ago, which watched the cowboys gallop up and down, witnessing the change from cattle ranching to wheat farming. And the wheat is out there like a giant. And here he builds the home. And while the home watches, everything goes on changing. And time becomes like the city's name, a swift current. But now through the white trees, the home seems to smile at me. It is here to stay. And it says, no, the prairie belongs to me.
When shadows fall and trees whisper days ending, my thoughts are ever wending home. When crickets call, my heart is forever yearning once more to be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me.
Coffee shop on Main Street, I meet a gentleman from the newspaper, The Sun. He asks what I think of all the excitement about the oil. But I have not seen any excitement. He tells me, oh yes, everyone is terribly excited. They have found oil nearby on the prairies, at a place called Forsterton. I want to know, is it a large town, Forsterton? Oh yes, he says, there are 6 people living there. But all the excitement is in swift current. Just imagine, now maybe we will have a big boom with derricks all over the prairie and a city full of oil men. That is wonderful, I say, but it is strange. I haven't seen anyone excited. The newspaper gentleman smiles. Oh, yes, they must be. All the magazines and radios in the big city say so. We will never be the same again. Thank you. About Swift Current makes me wonder what Vienna was like 1,000 years ago. Later on, I meet a young businessman who is very interesting. He talks all about town planning and the future of Swift Current. There will be changes here, and the city must be ready for them. The great ranches gave way to the huge wheat farms, which suffered so in the dry belt years. But they won the battle against drought with dams and irrigation. Now they too are changing into the mixed farming. And now comes oil. All this makes the life of the city, and he wants to prepare his city for the future. To me, it is fascinating to be at the beginning, where the land has so few memories, and everything is the future. And again I wonder, in Vienna 1,000 years ago, was there a young man like this? In my hotel room, while reading in bed, I realized that I'm falling in love with Canadian newspapers. Through them I learn much of prairie life. I read of curling matches and hockey, and no grasshoppers for 1952. And so many towns. I learned that there was such a good crowd at the Bible school in Shackleton. So many visitors this week at Verlo. Airplanes flying oil men to Green Dell. A gentleman at Beverly has swallowed a tag. I wonder about all those places. And so many old-timers having anniversary parties. At Vanguard, I read that a gentleman who is 80 years old, all alone with his pony, drives a herd of cattle. It goes all the way from Moose Jaw, and it is 30 below. I love these old-timers in the newspapers. But I wonder, when is such an old-timer old?
Everyone knows him as old folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go. Just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee. Puts his napkin up under his chin. And that yellow corn pipe, it's so mellow, it's ripe. But you needn't be ashamed of him. Every Friday, he'll go fishing. Where down on Buzzard's Lake. But he only hooks a perch or two. A whale got away. So we warm up the stage. Oh, someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old town this will be. Children's voices and play will be still for a day, the day that they take old folks away.
I'm packing, the young gentleman calls, the one who is so concerned with Swift Current's future. He takes me riding to see the sights of his city. Over there I see a large place with smokestacks and railway cars. What factory is that?
Well, that is the horse meat factory. I wonder what the cowboys would have thought who rode here with their spurs. That is progress, my friend tells me. And I answer, you like this progress so much, only because there is no past. I have said the wrong thing. He tells me all the history. He shows me a picture dated 1885 of a long mule train like a snake coming out of Swift Current, and a town only 5 or 6 houses and some tents. He says they're on their way to the rebellion, but there is nothing, only the bare prairie. I cannot believe the busy streets and handsome buildings, the parks have all come up so quickly. Then I think my friend is right. Where so much has happened so fast, that history is really now very far away.
Thank you.
train, it is all a memory again. There's only the white prairie. Sometimes a lonely freight train, sometimes little elevators like dots. A prairie farm or a canal cutting the endless field. It does not seem so lonely now. It is all a part of Swift Current. So practical, so warm, so friendly. I find Canada most surprising. I like to tell you how different it is from my native Vienna as I travel through the cities and towns. Next week, the gentleman with the music will be here to help me remember how it all feels. It would be very nice if you would join us again. My name is Herta. Good night.
This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.